This is an Aero News Touch and Go with aviation headlines for October 26th. I'm Paul Plack. Details are sketchy so far, but ANN learned that SATSAIR, thought to be a potential model for future intercity air taxi networks, shut down operations as the weekend got underway. July's less-than-graceful loss of Gamma's Pete Bunce as a prospective replacement for Tom Poberesny as EAA president appears to be producing some political drama in Oshkosh. SAFE, the Society of Aviation and Flight Educators, has a new address on the web. It's www.safepilots.us. The $2 million Northrop Grumman Lunar Lander Challenge wraps up on Saturday, and it looks like there will be at least two successful Stage 2 competitors. Starfighters Incorporated of Florida has a deal with NASA to simulate suborbital vehicle trajectories and provide training and technology development at the shuttle landing facility, which would otherwise become a very quiet place after 2010. Qantas Airlines announced Friday it's concluded an executive search with the appointment of Chris Nassenstein as Executive General Manager of Engineering. The University of North Texas is set to become the first Texas public college or university to offer a Bachelor of Science degree in Aviation Logistics next year. KSL-TV in Salt Lake City reports the pilot in last Wednesday's fatal crash of a Cessna 210 near Provo Airport was Utah Valley University adjunct professor Benjamin Hill. The instructor was not flying one of the school's planes at the time. And Hilary Swank's new movie Amelia gets a few things wrong, but some very important things right. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's Aero News special feature, CFI Bob Miller prepares us for the special challenges and opportunities posed by the dark and cold of winter. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.